So, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Usually if you're running away from something, you would define it. There is something you're running away from it. You're running away from a lion in a jungle. So you're running away from a lion. When you run away, what do you do usually? You check every few paces, every few yards, you check how far you are from the enemy. Getting closer or farther. So you check every now and then, you check, looking back. You make more efforts by checking, looking over your shoulder. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to do. Allah wanted us to have one goal. This person who is running away from an enemy in a jungle like a lion, for example, he's focused on the lion. He's not focused on some area, place, shelter, something. His focus is the lion getting to devour him. So he might get lost. He might fall in a more serious danger. He's aware of one danger now. To get rid of it, running, just wandering off. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us. We have several enemies in this life. The least of them is the shaitan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The weakest is a shaitan. The strongest is your nafs. When we run away from shaitan, we don't want to run away from one enemy to fall in the hands of another enemy. We don't want to run away from our nafs to fall in the hands of our passions, hawa, the subtlest. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Run to Allah from. We don't have this from in the verse. Rather, absolute journey. Running away from everything other than Him. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run away from dunya, from business, from everything other than Him. Focus on Him. Don't look behind. Don't look over your shoulders. Who's left behind? You have one goal, and there is a huge difference between a person running from an enemy. All he needs is just to get safety from that specific enemy and from someone who has a goal. There's a point he wants to reach, and that point is ahead of him, and he's looking at it. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our goal. You're not far from him, but you need to have light in your journey. Al-Imam al-Hakim al-Tirmidhi makes a beautiful statement. He says, وَالْإِنسَانُ يَرْجُو وَيَخَافُ وَيَرْغَبُ وَيَرْهَبُ بِمِقْدَارِ مَا يَرَى وَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا بِمِقْدَارِ مَا يُعْطَى مِنَ النُّورِ. A man may have fear or hope according to his vision. But he can't see but according to the light available. If you're traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a torch in your hand, you can see a few steps in front of you. But if you're traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something like the sun in front of you, you see all the way ahead of you. You don't get bored. And this is the reason why many people turn away from the Sufi path. Because of getting tired, exhausted, bored, frustrated, hopeless. Because they don't see more than few steps ahead of them. And the great opening, the treasures might be just next step. And they get tired, bored. They need more light. You can't have hopes or fears, but in accordance with your vision. Your vision is stronger or weaker in accordance with how much light is provided. With our own weak egos, selves, and all what we have around us, all the what is at our disposal, in our hands, of course, we don't have much light. We have the darkness of the dunya. We have the darkness of the shaitan. We have the traps around us. Who is going to help us in our journey, brothers and sisters? It is the heirs of the prophets. The heirs of the prophets are the ones who are all light. They don't carry light with them. They are all light. And this is a huge difference between carrying a light, a torch, and just having the person all full of light. This is why we emulate them in order to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We love them to increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We take his sunnahs from them. We take our instructions from them. Even we take our fatwas from them. We don't know our deen but from the heirs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Who are these heirs? Of course, they are not Mr. George and Mr. John. Even if they have PhDs in Sharia, Orientalists. Of course, they are not people who sat at home and studied, opened books and studied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before sending down the book, selected the man. We can't take the Quran without the man who brought it. This is why we have the isnad in our deen. If you want to become an imam, you can't become an imam until you have studied the Quran, recited the Quran from Alhamdu till An-Nas with someone who recited the Quran, with someone who recited the Quran, with someone, so on, backward in the chain to Hafs, from Asim, from Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami, from Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Uthman, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Jibreel, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isnad, a chain. The words of Al-Quran al-Kareem are taken through main, not from the book itself. You might have the book there and you're unable to read one word of it, let alone acting upon it. This is why when Sayyidah Aisha was asked by a group of women from Yemen coming to learn about Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she pointed out that his character was Al-Quran. So the heirs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are not those people who studied on their own. Not those people who carry PhDs and go around and teach the deen in an academic way. The bulk of our teachers in Syria never had even a certificate from elementary schools. They studied with sheikhs. I have several PhD holders now studying with me, doctors and professors in Sharia studying with me in Damascus, and some of them are already working outside Syria teaching the sacred knowledge, alhamdulillah. I don't have a PhD myself. I don't have or boast of any university degree. I got one just for dunya matters, to get rid of what we have in our country, and probably in Pakistan, we have military service. To get rid of the military service, you have to, or postpone it, you have to get a university degree. So I got a university degree in Arabic literature. For that reason, I never attended any lecture at the university. I literally never attended any lecture because I got it from Beirut University, not from Damascus. I used to go to Beirut 10 days every year to set the exams. But I studied Alfiya of Ibn Malik, I studied books of Ibn Hisham, Qatr al-Nada, Shuzur al-Dhahab, Mughni al-Labib, Kafiya of Ibn al-Hajib, and several other books of Arabic grammar with my father, rahimahullah. He never had any degree at all. This is in grammar. Moving to fiqh, moving to other subjects would bring you into another area, amazing area, how really the deen is taken from these great masters of the deen. When we come to practice, it's totally different, and we're talking at a different level. Brothers and sisters, this is why we have to have Sufi masters. Sufi masters are different from other scholars, called scholars. Sufi masters are the real heirs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The proof to what I say is in the words of Imam Ghazali in the Book of Knowledge, in the beginning of Ihya Ulum al-Din, when he differentiates between the ulama of al-dunya and the ulama of al-akhirah. Ulama al-dunya wa ulama al-akhirah.